Welcome to The Fire of Judgment, the second of four episodes for Advent in the year of our Lord, 2014. For the first Sunday in Advent, my homily theme was the coming of the light, meaning the light which shines upon and drives away our inner darkness. This week, the focus shifts to another aspect of light, which is fire, specifically the fire of judgment. The fire of judgment is mentioned in the Advent wreath ceremony for the second Sunday in Advent that I included in the AIC bookstore publication Occasional Services for Anglican Worship, which is available in paperback and Kindle formats at Amazon, https://www.amazon.com/author/Ronald-E-Shibley. As I note each year at this time, fire both fascinates and terrifies mankind. Fire can literally burn you. Fire can burn down your house and consume all your possessions. The Old Testament scripture and the book of Revelation in the New Testament tells us that earthquakes, fire, and flood will accompany the day of the Lord, a metaphor for the day of judgment. Fire is mentioned 53 times in the New King James text of the Old and New Testaments, with the oldest use found in Exodus 3:2, the account of Moses' encounter with God at the burning bush. Jews memorialized the pillar of fire which went before them on the Exodus from Egypt in the candles on the menorah. The psalmist says in Psalm 97:3 that, quote, fire goes before him, unquote, and in Psalm 104:4 that God makes his ministers a flame of fire. In the text of the Advent wreath ceremony in Occasional Services, the text mentions God as a, quote, refiner's fire, unquote, which is based upon Malachi 3, verse 2, which is also cited in the Great O Antiphon services during the final 7 days of Advent season, and which I might add this year, AD 2014, we are commemorating with a series of podcasts and video programs on YouTube for each of those 7 days leading up to Christmas Eve. In my homily for the first Sunday in Advent, I read several verses from Psalm 50, including verse 3b, Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. Thou shalt go before him a consuming fire, and a mighty tempest shall be stirred up round him. But here we are concerned with fire in the spiritual sense. St. Luke's account of the descent of the Holy Spirit found in Acts includes this in Acts 2, verses 2 and 3. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. One sat upon each of them. In the AIC Bible Study series on YouTube, in episode 15, I discuss the scriptural references in the Gospels of St. Matthew and St. Luke to John the Baptist offering baptism by fire and the Holy Spirit. The most relevant scriptural passage for the purposes of this homily for the second Sunday in Advent is the statement in Hebrews 12:29 that, quote, our God is a consuming fire, unquote. Again, this year, I advise you to turn your hearts and minds from the understanding of fire as punishment and turn instead to the Eastern Christian understanding of fire as the holy fire, which burns up sin without destroying our physical bodies. In this understanding, fire will, as St. Paul pointed out, destroy both body and spirit of those who do not know God and who do not believe, while cleansing away the sins of the faithful. I believe that when Jesus said in Luke 12:49, "I came to send fire on the earth," he means a spiritual fire, that is, the holy fire that cleanses. For those of you who want to explore the concept in more detail, consider Robert Payne's book, The Holy Fire, a narrative of the early years of the Christian Church from the Eastern Church perspective. The ISBN number for that book is 0931383613, and it is available in paperback. Here at the AIC, we believe that because God granted us all the gift of free will, we can choose which kind of fire we may experience. The spiritual fire that cleanses, if we choose to walk in God's way, living by the commandments and following our traditional understanding of the faith, or we can experience the literal fire of judgment. This is the promise made in the opening three verses of Psalm 119. Blessed are those that are undefiled in the way and walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and seek him with their whole heart, even they who do no wickedness and walk in his ways. Now on this second Sunday in Advent, in the penitential season of Advent, I urge you to examine yourself and the way you live your daily life, looking for ways to return to the Lord's path and to restrain your passion so that you remain, in the words of the psalmist, undefiled in the way and walk in the law of the Lord. The post-homily prayer for today is one I adapted from the Coptic Orthodox Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, which offers help in understanding the meaning of fire. O Lord our God, the God who loveth mankind, and who by thy divine will makes us worthy to enter thy holy sanctuary, render us worthy in the faith to read thy word which is suitable for thy service. Send us the light of thy glory upon us, that light which destroys all unclean and wicked thought and sinful acts, and send us the grace of thy Holy Spirit, that fire which destroys the wicked mind and burns up sin, through thy only begotten Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This has been a production of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.